News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Shane, the Taoiseach said yesterday he was not surprised by allegations in yesterday's Sunday Times that Russian intelligence had recruited an Irish politician to be a spy for them. We're joined by the former Deputy of Military Intelligence, Michael Murphy. Michael, are you surprised? Were you surprised by this story?
Good morning, Trent. No, I would not be surprised. In fact, one shouldn't be surprised that there are spies operating in their country from many nations. It's a normal part of statecraft to conduct spying within countries, but normally to keep within a certain type of rules, let's say. What is surprising about this article, actually, is the fact that it's in the newspaper at all. The question has to be asked, is this true? If it is true, who leaked it? This is a failure of our counterintelligence and counterespionage to have this in the public domain. I know from the military side, I'd be very surprised that somebody from the military, as I said in the article itself, that this is one of the closely guarded secrets of the state. How is this actually after being leaked to a newspaper?
How strong, in your view, is Irish intelligence security?
Well, I've been writing and talking about this for a long time to say that I spent 40 and a bit years in the Defence Force. I spent 13 years of that in the border during the Troubles. I saw the lack of intelligence, of proper professional intelligence. We had terrorists operating in this country for 30 years. The intelligence never got the hat on top of it. And then after that, we have new threats of terrorism. From new sources, and we really have not kept up to date, or even got up to date.
So how would we address that in your view, Michael?
Well, first of all, we've had two commissions, one on policing and one on defence, and both of them didn't address the intelligence issue properly. We should have a civilian intelligence agency dedicated specifically to intelligence and counterintelligence and counterespionage. We have the only country in Europe where the police force is responsible for this. The police should be concentrating on police matters, such as in our towns and villages and policing them, and let professionalize intelligence both in the military and in civilian side. In the military side, the Commission on Defence failed to create an intelligence corps within the defence forces.
Okay.
Now, any military that doesn't have a proper intelligence system has their head in the sand.
Okay.
You cannot operate without intelligence. And now, one thing the Taoiseach said, by the way, yesterday he said that we operate with, the Gardaí would be operating, and he's very confident of them operating with foreign counterparts. Now, there is no such thing as a friendly foreign intelligence agency. Foreign intelligence agencies try to influence countries. That's their job. And then I think it's very naive of the Taoiseach to say that he's happy with this. That's not good enough.
Okay. Can I just ask you finally, I mean, the idea, I can understand the logic of a civilian intelligence agency, but there's also a little bit of me that's kind of windy at the idea of setting up that kind of agency, because it would become very powerful and very influential. And we've seen in other countries just how influential and powerful, not always for good, such agencies can be.
I agree with you 100%. I agree 100% that intelligence agencies have to be properly monitored and, make sure that they don't get too strong. That is definite. But there are methods of most European countries have a system where the intelligence agencies are not the deep state or are not running operations behind the scene. But if you don't have professionalism in intelligence, then you have people coming in and going out of the service, losing experience, and it's just moved on, and that's not good enough in today.
Michael Murphy, former Deputy of Military Intelligence, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you make of it all. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.